my sisters and brothers in Christ. It's a joy to be with you today to share a message that I believe can truly transform our lives. Life is filled with challenges, obstacles, and problems that can often seem insurmountable. But today, I want to encourage you to shift your focus away from those problems and fix your gaze upon the assurances that God has given us. You see, it's easy to get caught up in the struggles and difficulties that we face on a daily basis. We become consumed by our problems, allowing them to dominate our thoughts and dictate our emotions. However, God's assurances are like a beacon of light in the midst of darkness, guiding us towards a life filled with hope, purpose, and fulfillment. In the book of Jeremiah, God speaks to his people, saying, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." These words are not just comforting. They are life-changing. They remind us that despite the challenges we face, God has a purpose and a plan for each one of us. When we shift our focus away from our problems and fix our eyes on God's assurances, something incredible happens. We begin to see our circumstances through the lens of faith rather than fear. We start to understand that God is in control and his promises are true. Think about it for a moment. If we spend all our time dwelling on our problems, we're giving them power over our lives. But when we shift our focus to God's assurances, we are acknowledging his sovereignty and inviting him to work in and through us. It's not about denying the existence of problems. It's about recognizing that God is greater than any problem we may face. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus himself says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." What a beautiful invitation to shift our focus from the weight of our problems to the rest that God offers. God is not distant or indifferent to our struggles. He is intimately involved in every aspect of our lives, and his assurances are our anchor in the storm. The psalmist declares, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." When we rely on God, we tap into a source of strength and resilience that goes beyond our human capacity. First and foremost, we must cultivate a heart of gratitude. In the midst of our trials and tribulations, it can be challenging to find reasons to be thankful. However, when we shift our focus from what's going wrong to what God has done right, our perspective changes. Gratitude opens our eyes to the countless blessings God has bestowed upon us, reminding us of his faithfulness. The Apostle Paul encourages us in Philippians 4:6-7, saying, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Gratitude is not just a warm feeling. It's a powerful force that aligns our hearts with God's purpose and brings about his peace. Moreover, when we rely on God's assurances, we are called to surrender control. It's human nature to want to be in charge, to have everything figured out. Yet, true surrender means letting go of our need to control every aspect of our lives and trusting that God's plan is infinitely better than anything we could design. Proverbs 3:5-6 advises us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight." The beauty of surrender lies in the freedom it brings. The freedom to let go of anxiety, fear, and doubt, and the freedom to embrace the abundant life that God has promised. Now, I understand that surrendering control is easier said than done. It requires a daily commitment to prayer and seeking God's guidance. But remember, the more we let go and trust in him, the more we open ourselves to his transformative power. Lastly, relying on God's assurances involves active faith. It's not a passive waiting game, but an intentional and dynamic partnership with the Creator of the universe. James 2:26 tells us, "As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead." Our faith is alive when it prompts us to take action in alignment with God's word. If God has assured you of his love, then love others extravagantly. If his assurance is one of provision, step out in faith, knowing that he is your provider. Live out your faith in the workplace, in your relationships, and in your community. As you do, you'll witness the transformative power of God unfolding in ways you never thought possible. In the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul speaks of the character that is built through perseverance. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. Romans 5:3-4. When we face challenges with unwavering faith, we allow God to mold us into individuals of strong character and hope. Perseverance doesn't mean we won't face difficulties. It means we press on despite them. It's the assurance that with God by our side, no obstacle is insurmountable. Consider the story of Job, who faced immense trials but clung to his faith, ultimately witnessing the restoration of his life. His story serves as a testament to the transformative power of perseverance, rooted in trust in God's assurances. Furthermore, let us be mindful of the power of prayer in our journey of relying on God. Prayer is not merely a ritual, but a direct line of communication with the Almighty. It's an avenue where we express our hopes, fears, and gratitude to a God who listens and responds. Through prayer, we align ourselves with his will, finding strength, guidance, and comfort in his assurances. Consider the life of Jesus himself, who, in moments of great trial, turned to prayer. In the Garden of Gethsemane, facing the weight of the cross, he prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22:42. Even in his darkest hour, Jesus found strength through communion with the Father. So, my brothers and sisters, let us cultivate a spirit of perseverance and a heart devoted to prayer. Let us face our challenges with the assurance that God's promises are true and his presence is constant. As we journey in faith, remember that God is not only interested in changing our circumstances, but transforming us from the inside out. My friends, let us shift our focus from the problems that surround us to the assurances that God has graciously given us. Cultivate gratitude, surrender control, and actively live out your faith. As you do, rest assured that God is at work, and he will bring about a change in your life that surpasses all understanding. May the assurance of God's love and promises guide you on this journey of faith, and may you experience the abundant life he has prepared for you. Dear friends, I hope you understand this message well. Leave your comment with Amen. Now, I want you to listen to these words of Jesus Christ and open your hearts to receive blessings from his words. Dear beloved child, in the midst of life's trials and tribulations, I stand before you, extending the embrace of unfailing love and boundless grace. I see the burdens you carry, the challenges you face, and the moments of doubt that threaten to cast shadows on your path. But hear this, my cherished one. I am the light that pierces through the darkest nights, the anchor that steadies the stormy seas of your life. In Matthew, I declared, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." These words echo through eternity, an invitation to lay your burdens at my feet and find solace in the assurance that I am with you always. In moments of uncertainty, Fix your gaze upon the promises written in the scrolls of eternity. For I am the God who transforms, who turns mourning into dancing, and who brings beauty from ashes. Your struggles are not in vain, for they are the canvas upon which I paint the masterpiece of your life. In your pursuit of reliance on my assurances, remember the strength found in perseverance. As I once walked the earth, I faced trials and tribulations, but through unwavering faith and communion with the Father, I overcame. Know that the trials you face are refining you, shaping you into the resilient soul I designed you to be. When the weight of the world presses upon you, turn to prayer as your refuge. In the quiet moments of sincere communion, you open a channel to my heart, and there you will find peace that surpasses understanding. In the Garden of Gethsemane, I prayed, "Not my will, but yours be done." Let this be a model for your prayers, a surrender that aligns your desires with the divine plan woven into the fabric of your existence. Beloved, you are not alone on this life. I am the Good Shepherd, guiding you through valleys and leading you beside still waters. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and in me, you find the strength to press on, the courage to face adversity, and the hope that fuels unwavering faith. As you listen to the whispers of my encouragement, let them echo in the chambers of your heart. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Rely on my assurances. Persevere in faith, and let the melody of your prayers harmonize with the symphony of divine grace. I am the anchor in your storms, the constant in your chaos. When doubts assail, lean not on your understanding, but trust in the promises woven into the fabric of your existence. I am the way, Maker, the light in your darkness. Let your trust be a beacon that guides you through the ebbs and flows of life. In surrender, find strength. In trust, discover peace.
Brighten your home and save big money on Light Bulbs at Menards. Get a stylish vintage look, plus the latest in LED technology with Fight Electric Enhance Light Bulbs. They provide vivid natural light. Save big money on a 4-pack of Fight Electric Enhance Light Bulbs on sale now through March 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.